So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This. Here we are sitting on this awesome porch in Northeast Portland, and we have a returning guest, this time without her wonderful partner John, just her. Everywhere you go in the West Coast, everybody knows her fiddling and her spirit, and it's all right there in the fiddling. This is Annie Stanienetz. Last time, I think we talked a little bit about the time you played with Rod Stewart.
Oh, did we talk about that? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But in this time of COVID, there's a lot of musicians out there. I wonder what a guy like Rod Stewart, who's internationally renowned and known, his music's listened to all over the world, I wonder what it's like for him versus people like us.
I know. It's weird because it's like, yeah, I thought about that too. If you're a big artist, you know, you travel with your crew and you play stadiums. So it's, you know, I think it's probably much easier in some ways, I imagine, for people like us to adapt because, you know, this type of fiddle music kind of sometimes came from just one person sitting around and playing on their porch, which...
And we can still do it.
You can do that, yeah, during COVID. And it's like, Yeah, for the big artists, there's a huge operation that can't really exist when, you know,
people have lost jobs.
Distance,
the crew,
exactly.
All the people that work. Yeah.
I'm imagining in my head, he's just sitting in his big house with his huge model train set because he's super into
he
model,
likes model
trains.
Trains.
Yeah, so. I guess there's like a whole floor devoted to a model
wow.
train thing in one of his houses. So I'm just imagining that.
Well, I wonder if Rod Stewart's doing any live streams or anything, because one of the things that you and John have done such a great job of is doing these live streams. Every Thursday, y'all are doing a live stream on the Facebooks.
Yeah. Yes, it was a pivot, as they say.
A pivot.
Yeah. A career pivot. Yeah, we've done so many of those shows now. I think we must have started sometime back in May last year.
Wow.
And I think we've done every Thursday. I don't think we've missed a Thursday yet. So, yeah, we definitely
That's
have
incredible.
Yeah, a lot under our belt.
Well, I've got to watch a few of those when I can, and the audience is all there. Everybody's commenting, and you guys are engaging with the audience. It's almost like a real live show, and you don't even have to go nowhere.
I know, almost. Yeah, it's way better than no show. And I think really what keeps us going is everybody showing up. You know, I like the interaction, and that's what I miss about the live shows. Oh, God, I miss that band so much. I play in a Cajun band in the Bay Area, and we just did dances. But in that community, the kind of the people who are dancing and listening to music and eating food at the potluck and playing music, it's all just one community.
Yep.
There isn't like this kind of like separation between musicians and dancers and
yep.
stuff. And I think that's kind of, yeah, I really miss that. And that's what,
well, you're hitting the nail on the head with that.
Me.
That's in Northwest Arkansas, where we lived for a long time. And it's like that up here, but it's a little bit less casual, I think. We used to have square dances, and half of us would be on the dance floor, and then the other half would be on the band, and then when it's time to swap, we just all swap, somebody grab an instrument, and now we're playing the dance, and they're dancing, so they can dance, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's more, you know, maybe it was, some places have more musicians than others that can do that, but I don't know, it's cool. I always loved getting to play a dance, but also getting to dance a dance, because it's physically taxing to play a dance all night, be the only fiddle player, you know, you wear your arm out.
Yeah, it's it is super impressive when a fiddler can do that. It means you've got to have a really great groove for the dancers. And yeah, I always feel like whenever I've seen a one person show that I thought was really great, I think what sets those people apart, at least to my ear, is their groove, because you're not missing other people. If they have a great groove, the music can kind of feel complete just with one musician, which kind of blows my mind. But I've seen a single fiddler play for a huge dance, and it's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Howdy friends, it's JT. Are you ready for some live music in your life? Maybe you've got a birthday party coming up. Maybe there's a wedding. Maybe you just want to have a hoedown in your backyard. Hit me up. I guarantee you an authentic American experience of original music and maybe some familiar melodies. Send me an email. Let's talk about what you're trying to do. JT@JTTrawick.com.
Hey there, this is producer Liam. If you love Fiddle Me This and want to help Podland keep putting out great content like Fiddle Me This, become a patron today. You can find us at patreon.com/podlandproductions, or just go to the Podland website and click on the Become a Patron button. We thank you for all your support and look forward to entertaining you in the future. Become a Podland patron today.
Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrawick.com, podlin.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has four convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you. She whispered low, how sweet it sounds. That's an old good one.
Yeah.
That reminds me of one that I think I've heard you do before, that All About You.
What, All About You? Do I, what is that?
Well,
is
maybe that maybe we I played it before and y'all jumped in there right on it. Like,
oh, okay.
Done it before, so maybe that was it.
Okay. Is that something that you do? I don't think I lead a song called that. Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Oh, I love that song. I don't know it, but if you do it, maybe we played it together. Do you sing it?
Sure, I could sing it.
That's a cute song. It's like one of the really cute, kind of old-timey bluegrass.
Well, it's a cool tune, and we're talking about local venues. We were playing Landmark one night, and this gal was playing. We played that song, and this gal was she was probably in her mid 20s, late early 30s. Singing along with every word to that song.
Oh, cool.
And I couldn't believe it. All except the second verse, which was written by a friend of mine from my hometown. Uh-huh. But she came up to us after the show, and I said, how'd you know that song? And she said, I can't believe you played it. I hadn't heard it. My grandma used to sing that to me when I was a little kid.
Oh,
and she grew up in West Virginia, North Carolina or something. And
that's so cool.
So it's an old song. I don't know where it comes from, but I learned it from Doc Watson and then from my buddy Glenn, but who put the second verse to it. But it is a cute song.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I would play that. I don't
feel like trying it.
I do feel like trying it. I don't. Okay. It'll be like new because I don't remember playing it with you. But I believe you.
Well, you want to kick it?
Sure. I might mess it up because I don't really know what the... Is it just kind of the verse form? Yeah. Yeah, we'll just try it. About that tempo?
Sure, I told the daffodils, I told the whippoorwills just how pretty you smile. Yes, I told them all about you. Told each little bird every little single word that you say is worthwhile. Yes, I told them all about you. And I told the moon and every little star that shines up above about the way you roll your pretty little eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee knows it's gonna be a honeymoon for two. Yes, I told them all about you. I'll pick it up. Mine, yes, I told them all about you. And they say it's gonna be only you and me until the end of time. Yes, I told them all about you and me. Well, I told the moon and every little star that shines up above about the way you roll your pretty little eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee knows it's gonna be a honeymoon for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Later. Thank you. up above. About the way you roll your pretty little eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee knows it's gonna be a honeymoon for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
Well, special thanks to Annie Stanny Ness for coming back on the show, for sharing her music and her tunes and tales. Special thanks to our sponsors, Val Wickham's My Talent Forge and Portland Music Company. Check them out. They're great. And to Portland Productions for putting up with us on this cold, blustery March day on the porch. Here's a Calvin tune by Annie.
This one's called Chirps and Williams.
Hey, thanks for listening and supporting Fiddle Me This. All your reviews, comments, and feedback are greatly appreciated. Check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. It's a great online learning platform, and Portland Music Company is the bomb. Stop by if you're in the area. Order some new strings online. Hey, I'm JT, and I can't wait to come back and share some music with you. Cheers.
This has been a Podland Productions production, produced and edited by Liam Flanagan. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podland Productions.